Welcome to WWWLOVE, home of Cosmic Firefly and Ari. On tonight's episode, I have a special guest. His name is Alex Snyder. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So was it easy to get in?
Yeah, that wasn't bad at all.
Cool. Okay, so hello, everyone. I have our special guest tonight, and I would like to introduce you to Alex Snyder.
Hello.
And he is the creator of the TikTok at Fun Go Stuff. That is a channel about geography. And I met Alex through a friend of mine, and when he told me what Alex does, and then he showed me a piece of his artwork, I was like, wow, this is so unusual. Not only unusual, but original. And I wanted to introduce him to everyone to know that this special person is out here and that he has wonderful gifts to share.
Aww,
so with that being said, I'm going to ask you some questions now. So Alex, before the podcast, we were talking, and so tell me how the pandemic, what you did to during the pandemic to kind of not only get rid of boredom, but maybe to like not be so afraid.
So I was pretty bored, you know, March of last year, when basically all my classes moved online and I was basically stuck in my house for a few weeks because that was when COVID was new and very scary then. And I kind of just found this app called TikTok. I'm sure a lot of people have probably heard of it somehow now.
Yeah, I followed Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so he's the one that started getting into TikTok on Instagram, so I just followed suit. So it's fun.
It is. It's kind of addicting. But, yeah, and I noticed there's a lot of, like, interesting things. Like, there's a lot of, like, weird stuff on TikTok as well, but there's a lot of, like, educational and kind of interesting fun stuff on there as well that you can really learn from.
Right. I think it's like very, very creative, original.
Oh yeah.
You know,
some of it's
crazy.
Yeah. There's some amazing creators on there that are doing some insane stuff, I gotta tell you.
It's okay though, but as long as it's not bad.
Yeah. But yeah, and I loved some of the content that was on there, and I saw like a lot of people were watching it and engaging with it, and I really enjoyed learning from other people different things. And I'm a geography nerd. I have been since I was like a little kid. So I figured I have all these random useless facts about geography in my head. Might as well like share them with people and maybe use this as a way to do it. So that's how it kind of started.
So do you think that with your method that you could inspire kids that don't like geography, that you could make it more like interesting, or I don't know how to say it, colorful?
Yeah, I think geography does get like a, you know, a lot of people think it's like boring or something, but I do think it's like, it's a fairly broad subject too. Like there's different stories of geography and kind of about anything really. Like there's human geography and political geography and cultural geography and food and all sorts of different stuff, you know.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So give us like kind of like a scenario or an idea of one of the things that or maybe a couple of your ideas that you put into on your TikTok.
Oh yeah, sure. So one of my ideas that I normally do, I have kind of like themes that I've done so far, and I make like different parts to like this same kind of theme. like a different theme. Like I do one video, like a series, I guess you could call it. I do one video series on like weird facts about the world or world geography you probably didn't know.
And so, so give us an example of that. Like,
what do you want to drink?
An example of that I would say is like I gave random examples of like how the population in Japan is declining so much that they're using robots to take care of their elderly now. There's a mountain range in Canada that's like perpetually on fire.
Really?
Yeah, there's some weird stuff out there.
And why is it on fire? I like to ask questions too.
I don't think scientists officially know from what I remember reading. I think it was something about there's like coal deposits or something beneath them that are somehow on fire and it's just burning through all that constantly.
Yeah, I have one here. On here it goes. It's part five. Sweden imports extensive recycling incinerators that burn garbage for energy. Only 1% of trash ends up in the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, so, just
go ahead.
Oh, so like, yeah, it's just like random facts of I've kind of picked up over the years or that I'm just looking for it. So that's one of them.
Kind of a genius, and I see your the way you point to the maps and everything, and the way you put things together is actually really very, very smart, Alex. My God.
Oh, thank you.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
I'm proud of what I've done. Yeah, I mean, there's always like critiques I have, like looking back at my videos, obviously, that I would like to fix or point out, but. Overall, I'm pretty proud of what I've done. Like, I think it's, you know, I'm having fun with it, and that's what matters to me.
So how many hours a week do you spend on this?
These videos, because TikTok, you can only make videos up to a minute long.
Okay, wow, that's really even better, my God. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard in a way, because I have to really... because I try and stuff a lot of information in these videos, but have to, like, edit it down to a minute.
Right.
So it's, yeah. But I really do, I love it. It's fun. There are parts of it that are less fun than others, like, you know, clipping the video and it doesn't clip right or something, but...
So what for? Do they use the same type of format as the anchor thing?
It might be a little similar. It might be. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole new learning experience, but it's good and.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, like I said, I want people to get to know really outstanding people that have very original ideas to present information, because I think it's important and people wouldn't think they were just random facts. Maybe it would inspire someone to maybe visit there or perhaps even move there, get a job there. There's so many possibilities now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another one of my kind of series of videos I have is like different lists of like, where's the best place to live or what are the best cities or, you know, stuff like that.
Do you do the research is it going to be all over the world or is it in the United States?
I think I mostly do the United States only because I'm more familiar with it and also that's where most of my audience I found out is.
Okay.
But I do try and do like as much of like a global thing as possible too. Especially more recently. I've been trying.
So, what is one of the best places to live in the United States? Age ranges or could be from like babies to maybe 70-year-olds?
I haven't really done like a age range thing yet, but
that's good.
I would love to make a video on that. That would be interesting because yeah. I think there's definitely like cities that are better for like families or kids or
yeah, they
college kids. singles, stuff like that. So yeah.
So what is one good city that you found?
I think a lot of like places like Austin or Seattle or San Francisco. Those are pretty good for like maybe singles or like young adults with a that live by themselves with a disposable income.
Right.
For families and stuff, I think like you know, it depends on too what the individual likes as well. But like North Carolina is pretty good, like Charlotte, Raleigh.
Yeah, I like it there. I like. Do you also do the like gather geographical information about the area as well, like the terrain and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. I try. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Charlotte has the four seasons, but they're not as bad, and it's very, I don't know, kind of hilly or winding roads, mm-hmm. kind of. Wouldn't you say?
It's different, yeah, than where we are in Tampa. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's flat as hell here.
Yeah.
Except if you go to like maybe Claremont or Howie in the Hills, have you been there?
Oh yeah, like those kind of the lakes and stuff.
Right, you can ride. Well, yeah, you can kind of ride motorcycles around there. That's why I know about it. So. Yeah, and then you can also go fast in your car, but don't follow that advice.
I mean, it's so, in Florida, but.
So when you made that painting for Gary, is that something else that you do as well? Like didn't you do it on Australia?
Yeah, I did. I kind of did two paintings and one with that. I did one for Gary on Australia, because I know he lived there, and Daniel's from there too. So I thought that would be cool for them. And then I did one for my grandparents on Florida. And I kind of did like theirs was like a map of like places they've lived in Florida and like special events in their life, like. My granddad proposed to my grandma in Miami, so I made like a little engagement ring where Miami is. And
have you ever thought about maybe you could people could contact you and perhaps have those type of things made as like a gift for their loved ones, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I would love to do something like that. That would be cool.
And then you could gather information about the family as well, and I don't know, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I've been looking into maybe doing like some sort of art project like that, or like merchandise, or you know, something like more creative for me to do and like, you know, give to other people, because I think that'd be interesting.
So what else did you put on your grandpa's map? I've seen these maps before, I'm talking to the audience, they're really beautiful. That's like I said, that's what made me want to talk to Alex, because of that particular painting that he did for my friends. They live in Australia, so they're very fond of Australia as well. So Alex made this really cute, like, memento painting, I would say, of Australia for them to remember. Could you kind of say it like that?
Yeah, like a, like kind of a, yeah, memento of where the used to live.
It brings back memories, so you could, I don't know, it tells a story too. That's one of the main things I wanted to tell you. You're a great storyteller. So remember I called you a prophet? So I was thinking, and actually before I started the podcast, I had looked up, usually when I open up the space, I usually open it up and I open up sacred space. And I was going to say, wherever I would say, where we're standing is holy ground. So I was looking up Moses, and God told Moses to take off his sandals when the burning bush, and where he was standing is holy ground. So I'm like, oh my God. And I'm just telling you, so I must have it in my subconscious that you're this prophet. So anyway, my point is that wherever we are, we're standing as holy ground. So I believe from what you're telling me and from what you've created, I feel that it's a holy thing. That's my opinion.
Aww.
So I hope that you keep going and you're because this inspired me to bring forth these creations, because I think this is, for me personally, the pandemic has brought so many awesome ideas and execution of the ideas as well. So I am really proud that you have done something like this instead of going crazy during the pandemic.
I know.
And I see that with musicians too. They're like, oh my God, they're putting so much stuff out. And I feel that the energy is so, it's very holy.
Yeah. It's so a bright spot in like these trying times, I feel like, is at least like a lot of people have time to be like so creative and so imaginative with their like what they can do and their abilities, and I think it's like a good silver lining.
That's what I say. There's always a silver lining, mm-hmm. but it depends on it. Again, it's all in how you look at things. So I would say that your personality is more reflective, more introspective, would you say?
I guess so. Yeah.
So you probably thought about stuff and then like,
yeah.
I'm gonna try this. I have an idea. That's what I do. I'm just sit here and then I'll start doing something, and then before you know it, it's like, whoa, I did that.
Yeah.
So I want you to continue to do this beautiful work that you're doing, and I feel that it's gonna be, and like I said, it's holy to me. And don't keep expanding on it, evolving, and making it better and better.
Thank you. Sure you. I will try. I have a bunch of new ideas that have come to mind, so I'm excited to see what the future will hold.
So that's another thing that came to my mind. So are you pretty much, you believe in yourself? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, there are moments where I have like my doubts, or like I need a break, just because like some of these videos, even though they're only a minute long, they take like hours sometimes to like gather all the information, make sure it's correct, get good decent pictures and edit them and fit them in and do the voiceover work, and it can take a while. And sometimes, you know, I get like tired with like doing that on top of everything else, and it can get tiring, but I still enjoy doing it, and I have some really cool and fun ideas I really want to try out. And I have some like different ideas of like what I could maybe do with it in the future too, that I, you know, I may experiment with it too, and that's kind of the fun thing about it, is experimenting, I feel like.
That's good. So say, for example, do you keep your creations to yourself? You don't discuss it right away with anyone? Or if you did collaborate with someone, would you go by what you feel, or would you take their advice?
I would be open to suggestions and see what they have to say, because, you know, they may have a good idea that I may never have thought of before. So I'm definitely open to any suggestions or, you know, ideas, because I love any creative input that can help maybe spark my creativity too.
Okay, it's like mm-hmm. a collaboration, like kind of yeah. feed off each other.
I mean,
so you wouldn't feel bad though, you wouldn't feel angry?
I wouldn't feel angry or anything. I mean, so far it's kind of been a one-man show so far, but you never know what the future may hold.
So when you brought this out, did your mom even know, like, did they understand what you're doing? Did they watch your stuff?
Yeah, I have two little sisters, and they kind of, well, my one sister, she follows me, and she kind of keeps, my mom, she kind of knows about it, and she was excited about it when, like, my first video kind of went viral, I guess, and we were all excited. That was pretty fun. Like, I've never had anything go viral before, I guess.
What is viral?
It got a lot of views, like more than I was expecting.
What did you post that day that was, people found it really awesome?
I think that my most popular one, I mean, At first, when I was first starting, my first video got like a few thousand views, and I thought that was a lot, and I was like freaking out and excited. But then eventually I posted one video, I think, about weird facts about the U.S. And
okay.
That one eventually, I think it now has about 2.3 million views. Yeah.
Dang, boy.
It completely blew me out of the water, and I was shocked. And a lot of people liked my content and were commenting and liking it, and I was shocked.
You seem so humble. You're so humble. That's another thing. So that's why I say you're the prophet. So that's awesome. And like I said, don't get discouraged. Just keep going. I like to know people's mindsets, like creators. Some are more like touchy, or maybe they isolate, or they kind of just go inside themselves and create. And then when it's done, then they kind of emerge from like the cocoon, I guess.
I guess in a sense, I kind of do that. Yeah.
I do it too. Like if I'm painting, I'm doing it like sometimes all night. Then I could look at it in the morning. If I just go to it, then I'm going to keep going on it. So just the nature of the beast, I guess.
I'll literally put on like an episode of Golden Girls as like background noise, and I'll just like sit there for a few hours and edit and look up stuff. And yeah, I'm in my own little world, kind of.
So that inspires you. Cool. So do you you make sure that you're totally factual, because I'm sure people trust you.
I try my best. I mean, as I said, I'm kind of like a one-man show right now, so I try my very best to look up reputable sources. And I was a geography major when I started out in college. That was my first, like, what I was majoring in at the time.
Yeah.
So I do have a lot of, like, stuff from my classes and everything I learned over the years that I use too. So I try and use that and, like, different things. So that's what I try and do.
Wow, maybe you could get hired as a teacher in one of these private schools and have, like, make it fun like that.
You never know.
Anyway, so like I said, I just think what you've done is very original, and I want you to keep producing and evolving. And I'm gonna let people know about you, and because we really haven't had much time to talk, because when we see each other, it's kind of like we're at a party or we're playing. What game was that when we were playing?
Rummy Q.
I call it Rum and Coke.
I kind of like that name though for it.
Because that's what Daniel, when he says it in his broken English, that's what it sounds like to me. So that's how I remember it. So anyway, so you want to let people know how they can get a hold of you,
yeah.
Alex?
So on TikTok, if you guys have it, I'm at symbol. That's the tag. At symbol fun geo stuff, all lowercase all together. That's my account on TikTok that you can look at and take a gander, if you will. And I do have an Instagram, Alex Snyder Photography. I kind of
want to spell your name, your last name for them.
Snyder. Yeah, Alex Snyder Photography. It's kind of like I periodically post like just pictures I've taken that I really enjoy, that I think look interesting.
Okay, I'll have to check out I haven't seen your Instagram because I'm not like a stalker kind of person. Like, if I know somebody, I don't go on their page. I know some people think I do, but I really don't, because this is a lot to cover in a day. You know
Fair
what
enough.
I mean?
Yeah, I may make an. I don't know, like, eventually, that's one of the things I've been thinking about, is, like, eventually down the road, I'll make, like, Instagram or Twitter or something for my geography thing, but we'll see.
Okay, you mean all in the same, like, little area, like,
so, like, you know, I can tweet about geography or, I don't know, something. I'll figure it out. I'm looking into it. But
so when you were little, I'm curious again. How did you get inspired about geography?
I don't really know exactly like what particular thing inspired it. I just remember growing up, like literally since I can remember, I've been fascinated by like maps and globes and different cultures and countries.
Yeah, I love maps. That's what you do. You make maps.
I love maps. I literally, in my spare time, just make weird maps.
That's great. And that could be, like, that's another spiritual thing. Wow. Anyway, I have ideas, too, so. So, like I said, I want to close this sacred space between Alex and Ariana, and you can get, if anyone wants to get a hold of me as well, you can get a hold of me on Anchor app, send me some questions, or if you want to have any questions for Alex, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So thank you very much. Peace.
Good night,
Alex.
Thank you.